Shining City Audio, a John Meacham and C-13 original studio.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
On June 28, 1914, Archduke Franz Ferdinand is assassinated in Sarajevo. I'm John Meacham, and this is Reflections of History.
You hear that? Your dog knows. Spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
The historian Barbara Tuchman captured him memorably as tall, corpulent, and corseted with green plumes waving from his helmet. So ran Tuchman's description of Archduke Franz Ferdinand, heir to the throne of the Austria-Hungarian Empire, as he appeared in the 1910 funeral procession for King Edward VII of Great Britain. 4 years later, on this date in 1914, Ferdinand's assassination at the hands of a nationalist Serbian terrorist group would set the Great War in motion, a war that changed everything. Bismarck had seen it coming. Some damned foolish thing in the Balkans, he had remarked, would likely start the next war. And it did. Here is how the news of the assassination was reported in real time. At around 11 a.m. today, two shots rang out from a street corner in the center of this city, mortally wounding the Archduke and Sophie, the Duchess of Hohenberg, his wife. A suspect, a 19-year-old Bosnian Serb, was apprehended. He is said to be affiliated with the Serbian National Society Black Hand, which reportedly has ties to the Serbian government that is dedicated to uniting Bosnia with Serbia. An earlier assassination attempt had been made on the Archduke around 10:15 a.m., when another suspect hurled a bomb at the Imperial motorcade as it was headed to a reception at Sarajevo City Hall. Apparently, there were 6 conspirators in addition to the assassin, who were all armed with bombs and pistols, with each possessing a capsule of cyanide. Security for the motorcade appeared to be limited. No soldiers were used, although approximately 70,000 are billeted just outside of the city. The policemen numbered only 120 for a procession route of 4 miles. Before the event, one police official stated that security measures on June 28th will be in the hands of Providence. The Archduke, as Inspector General of the Austro-Hungarian Armed Forces, was visiting Bosnia to oversee military maneuvers. The resulting war, the First World War, was a hinge of history. Nationalism was on the rise. Empires were falling. Frustrations, particularly evident in Germany, were high. History turns when men with guns take aim and fire. Sarajevo, Dallas, Memphis, Los Angeles. Reflecting on the Great War, Winston Churchill said this, "All the horrors of all the ages were brought together, and not only armies but whole populations were thrust into the midst of them. The mighty educated states involved conceived, not without reason, that their very existence was at stake. Neither peoples nor rulers drew the line at any deed which they thought could help them win. No truce or parley mitigated the strife of the armies. The wounded died between the lines, the dead moldered into the soil. Merchant ships and neutral ships and hospital ships were sunk on the seas, and all on board left to their fate, or killed as they swam. Every effort was made to starve whole nations into submission without regard to age or sex. Cities and monuments were smashed by artillery. Bombs from the air were cast down indiscriminately. Poison gas in many forms stifled or seared the soldiers. Liquid fire was projected upon their bodies. Men fell from the air in flames or were smothered, often slowly, in the dark recesses of the sea." And that was, in the 20th century, alas, only the beginning. Thank you for listening to Reflections of History, a creation of Shining City Audio, a C-13 Originals and John Meacham studio. Reflections of History is executive produced by me, John Meacham, and Chris Corcoran, Chief Content Officer and Founding Partner of Cadence 13. Production and editing led by Lloyd Lockridge and Chris Basil. Production assistance and operations by Andy Jaskowitz, Adam Macias, and Kelly Rafferty. Cadence 13 is an Odyssey company.
Do you wake up in a cold sweat from your work dreams?
Have a coworker who keeps inviting you to do escape rooms?
Can't get a coworker to agree to do escape rooms?
Or are you just genuinely not sure how to take the next step in your career?
I'm Kate.
And I'm Kim. And together we run Amy Poehler's company, Paper Kite Productions.
We've been friends and colleagues for years, so we know how important it is to feel like someone has your back at work.
And we want to be that for you.
So we're hosting a weekly advice show where we answer all your work-related questions.
Something amazing happened. I got offered my dream job.
How am I supposed to bring this up to him without hurting his feelings? What should I do?
I want to, like, skip the pleasantries without being an asshole.
Careful, money and friends, they don't mix, babes.
They don't. And don't work with your friends, make your friends at work.
All right, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but that was actually $1 million advice.
Whether you need advice or just love to listen to other people's problems, this show is for you.
Listen and follow Million Dollar Advice, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.